And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 9th of April, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet Charles Baudelaire, born in Paris, 1821, author of Les Fleurs du Mal, came out in 1857, The Flowers of Evil. A few years later, 1865, on this day, General Robert E. Lee surrendered the Army of Northern Virginia to Ulysses S. Grant at the courthouse in Appomattox, thus effectively ending the American Civil War. Robert E. Lee, wearing his best gray Confederate uniform with a sword at his side, Grant wearing a muddy private's shirt. The two men had a brief conversation, recalling their first meeting back during the Mexican War, and then discussed the terms of surrender. Grant wrote later that he was sad and depressed at the downfall of a foe who'd fought so long and valiantly and had suffered so much for a cause, though that cause was, I believe, the worst for which people ever fought. But as General Lee was leaving the courthouse, when the Union soldiers began to cheer, Grant ordered them to be silent out of respect, and Lee rode back to camp, reached his tent, and addressed his men. He said, "Boys, I've done the best I could for you. Go home now, and if you make as good citizens as you have soldiers, you will do well, and I shall always be proud of you." It's the birthday of a man who, when a college student majoring in psychology, wrote a book review of Alfred Kinsey's sexual behavior in the human male. And in his review, he wrote, "Dr. Kinsey's book disturbs me. Our hypocrisy on matters of sex have led to incalculable frustration, delinquency, and unhappiness." That was Hugh Hefner, born in Chicago in 1926, who went off to found Playboy magazine, and who last year was the subject of a biography by Stephen Watts, Mr. Playboy, Hugh Hefner, and the American Dream. It's the birthday of Joseph Krumgold, born in Jersey City, 1908. He was a screenwriter and producer. He did a documentary about Mexican-American families for the State Department, and since it focused on a young boy and a family of sheep herders, a publisher suggested that Krumgold write a children's book, and that became And Now Miguel, came out in 1953, won the Newbery Medal, as did Mr. Krumgold's next book, Onion John. And it's the birthday of the novelist Elizabeth Crook, born in Houston, 1959, author of The Night Journal. Elizabeth Crook, who said the major trick to writing good historical fiction is knowing which details to leave out. Here's a poem for today by Kenneth Hart, entitled Keep America Beautiful. Somebody hung out his red, white, and blue laundry on the highway overpass outside Providence, a short distance from the prison crew picking up our Cheetos bags and burger wrappers and monster drink cups. We're stalled in traffic. Bumper stickers announce the price of freedom, claim liberty is our right. The guard in mirror sunglasses leans against the correctional facility van, props a shotgun on his knee like he's auditioning for a movie. He's protecting our freedom to litter from the inmate's desire to be free to litter. We inch along past the Budweiser billboards and the ad haiku, breaks, wheeze, some like an espresso machine, some like an aging soprano with emphysema. It looks like this is going to take a while. Here, beneath the soiled laundry of the Republic, which clings to a chain-link fence. Maybe the seagull floating above us sees a few things that we can't. He's probably scavenging for something we've left behind. A poem by Kenneth Hart, Keep America Beautiful, from his collection entitled Uh-Oh Time, published by Anhinga Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.